Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Here's the question for you, folks. I want people that want Washington to spend a lot to make the case. I think my guy Toby Altizer is one of them. I might let him make the case. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Trucker Dan, though, is on the other side. He says, no need to spend big. What up, Trucker? Dan?
What's up? Y'all answer quick.
What's going on, but, man? You want them to go spend heavy this offseason?
Well, we got to resign a couple of our players back. Like, we got to bring back Tressway, Jeremy Chinn, Derek Forrest, Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, Marcus Mariota, a couple of linemen. But after that, I got some sneaky players that nobody's talking about. Like, how about Nick Westbrook from the Tennessee Titans, who was catching the touchdown pass every game?
Westbrook Akine, yeah. I like him, man. I like him as an option.
So imagine him on our squad. Obviously, I know DJ Reed want to come over here. Nobody talk about how Asante Samuel Jr. is a free agent. As far as edge, what about Khalil Mack? I know everybody keep talking about, you know, obviously the cash spot in Myles Garrett, but that's a long shot. I don't want to give up two first-round picks for him right now, and we still rebuilding the offense.
Khalil Mack's stats have fallen off. His health, he had some health issues this past year, but, I mean, certainly his track record. He's probably going to the Hall of Fame, so I'm not.
I'm not opposed to him. I'm not going to lie.
Basically, you want him to re-sign everybody and add more players. But you're saying they don't need to spend big.
I don't want to re-sign everybody because a couple of players that we had was you know, on the level grade of you to grade him a D. So I gave you our core players, and then Baltimore Ravens have two offensive linemen that are free agents. We can steal one from them. How about Dre Greenlaw from the 49ers? That's a linebacker that can come off the edge for us. So I think there's other edge players as well that we can get without spending egregious money.
Players that you just named, all of them going to take top dollar for the most part.
For real?
Well, yeah.
I guess.
So you won't be able to get them all. Once you get two of them, you're about done.
It's about done. Hey, man, I was looking at, because I was watching this guy on YouTube, and his name is Street Score. Like, he talked good about the Redskins, and I ain't going to lie. At first, I was opposed to everybody draft, you know, how they built it, but he came with it, like, in a different way. He was like, Washington went heavy on free agent with straight defense, and then in the draft, they went all out on offense and changed our offense completely. And I was like, damn, imagine that offense with Jaden Daniels.
All right, Dan. Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate you, man.
I don't know. The fun part when we're asking if people want to spend or not, they just call in and name 30 dudes.
Yeah.
And then they're, it was a good call. It was funny, though, because his point was he didn't want to spend a lot, and then he named 30 dudes.
All the free agents. Get this one. Get that one.
All right, B. So T. Higgins is a good player.
Yes.
Now, I don't know anything here. T. Higgins has no Bengals stuff on his Twitter page. Maybe he never did, so I don't want to say that he's taking anything down, but we've seen how that has become in vogue.
That, to me, I don't care about. I don't. It makes me no difference.
I agree with you. I'm just saying it's not there. In fact, his picture, he kind of looks like a ninja. It's he's like wearing all black with a black mask and sunglasses. He looks cool.
Yeah, he took it during COVID.
Maybe.
No, I'm joking. I don't know.
Now, to be clear, his Instagram page has plenty of Bengals stuff still on it.
Okay.
So if you're playing the social media game, which I think is rather silly, know that it exists.
It does.
But yesterday, he posted. This is actually pretty funny. He posted, "I'm going to let y'all know first. What is the B. Mitch, the Brian Mitchell, former pro athlete interpretation of 'I'm going to let y'all know first' mean?"
I know what he's trying to say, but they're not going to know first. He's telling the fans. He's trying to be indebted to his fans. "I'm going to let you know what happens, what I'm going to do." Why not? It never happens like that.
Well, I think I can only imagine for Higgins, I don't know that he wants to, that he notices any of it, but like the amount of rumors and like just dumb stuff that goes up. I honestly think it's gotten worse on Instagram than it has on Twitter. But on both platforms, there is so much like sources. T. Higgins wants to sign with the Raiders or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
So I think him saying, "I'm going to let y'all know first," is like, yo, just wait until something really, until something real happens and we'll let you know.
Yeah, but I think, you know, who lives their life off of every little thing on Twitter? You shouldn't. If you're serious about anything, you don't.
Right. So look, Higgins, this post has about 4 million views, right? And if you look at the replies, one is, "Come to Dallas, no state tax." One is, "Come to Kansas City, you'll be in the Ring of Honor, another three-peat coming." "Come to Buffalo." "Welcome to Chicago." "Bro, you would look great in black and yellow." "Come to the Patriots." "See you in L.A." Like, this is all it is. By far the best response to all of this, and this is actually him, Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, Rap Sheet. So T. Higgins said, "I'm going to let y'all know first." And Rap Sheet responded to him, "Me? Question mark?"
I like that.
I think that's actually really funny. Yeah. If you look at sports betting, some of these places are starting to throw up odds for where Higgins
lands. Where he's going to go?
The Broncos are the favorite. This is according to sportsbetting.ag. Don't yell at me, Maloney. This was handed to me. Sportsbetting.ag says the Broncos are 3-1 favorites. After that, your Washington Commanders.
Okay.
4-1, then the Steelers at 5-1, Chargers 6-1, Patriots 7, Titans 9, Bills 10-1. I just saw a post from Connor Hughes, a dude that does a good job at SNY covering the Giants and the Jets, saying the Giants should go get T. Higgins.
Put him on the other side of what's going on. That's a hell of a tandem right now.
Yo, and what you see when you get,
but who's the quarterback? I mean,
Tommy DeVito?
I think if you're trying to get T. Higgins, you better have a signal caller, somebody can pull a trigger.
My guy,
I don't know if Danny DeVito going to make him say, "Yeah, I got to go play up there. I can't wait."
Patrick is in Orange, VA. Patrick, what you think? You big spender? Go get Higgins?
I definitely think they should go get T. Higgins, and it's mostly because Washington doesn't have to pay the loser tax anymore. They've been paying it for 20 years. They don't have to do that now. They don't have to overpay to bring in a decent free agent to be opposite of Terry McLaurin. I also think they should re-sign Bobby Wagner and Frankie Luvu because it's hard to replace that kind of production on your defense. And then the rest of it, build through the draft. Don't trade away those valuable picks. Just do what your scouting department is meant to do, which is fill the roster with the space and the money that you have.
Don't hate it, man.
Don't hate it, but my question is, in the draft, who you drafting right now that's going to contend with those big boys up there in Philadelphia?
You got to be considering long-rangey offensive linemen. I think there's a guy out at Texas who's supposed to be really sharp. And then there was this guy who was in the Senior Bowl out of North Dakota who naturally plays tackle at North Dakota, but they expect him to move inside to play either guard or center. Picking up a guy like that in the late first round or early second round is ideal.
Let me hit you with something, though. He's supposed to be. And this is why I hear people say this all the time, supposed to be. You know how many first-rounders fail? So if a guy's supposed to be and he's not a top-notch first-rounder, what makes us believe he's going to automatically be?
Well, you could make that same argument when you bring in veteran talent from other teams.
Not
everybody can fit in, but that's why you bring a guy that fits your system.
Yeah. It's a good call.
See, I think we let the department do their job.
We're still shunned from what we've seen before. I don't think this staff, if they bring somebody in, they're going to fit their system. I don't think the other people knew what the hell they were doing.
The system seemed to change.
Already. I don't think so either. I don't think, even if they did know what they were doing, I don't think Dan Snyder would let them. So, let the pros do their job. Let the scouting department, the amateur and pro scouts, let them do their job. Let them bring in the highest quality talent that they can. Again, you don't have to overpay, $10 million extra to go to Washington, because you're the second or third best guard in this available class. But if you want to get them to come to Washington, you don't have to do that now. Thank goodness.
I appreciate you, bud. Thank you for the call. Thanks for listening. Connor Hughes for SNY writes how the Giants brought everybody back.
Yeah.
Which in doing so.
They also put more pressure on them.
Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are desperate to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Giants have the number 3 pick. The odds of that dude, say you get Cam Ward or Shador being your quarterback and getting you to the playoffs are pretty slim. So I found this fascinating. I think the Giants have done this a few times. I think they did it the first year with Joe Judge, where they spent a ton, got a little bit better, made a quick playoff run, lost, and then sucked again for 3 years. They did it Daboll's first year.
Mm-hmm.
Connor Hughes from SNY covers the Giants and the Jets daily, says T. Higgins, Steph Diggs, Russ Wilson should all be in play for the Giants. If the Giants get Russ, you think they make a run at T?
I mean, you got to put some receivers around him. So I would probably say yes.
White Brian, as the his face looks pained at this conversation.
Hey, you're not pained at the fact that they kept all those idiots already there?
I don't want Russell Wilson. I feel like that would just set him back another 3-4 years.
You may as well take Russ. You got all the mother bums on that squad that's calling the shots.
Yeah, you kind of know what Russ is at this point, though. And I don't think he can win a Super Bowl with a team as bad as the Giants.
Hell no. let me clarify that. Hell no. Do you think the Giants should make a run at T. Higgins, Brian?
That one I don't hate as much because
who's the quarterback?
If you get like a Cam Ward or a Shador, and you have T. Higgins and Malik Nabers,
you're gonna have to sign Higgins first, and then assume you're getting one of those guys at 3.
Yeah, but even if they're not generational prospects, if you have Malik Nabers and T. Higgins, you figure they're gonna do well enough. I mean, they should.
Did they have a good offensive line last year? No.
It's not as bad as it was.
This is amazing.
I love hearing Brian because he sounds like we used to sound.
Germane to the conversation, it looks like the Hard Knocks offseason edition has been canceled. Like it went so bad for the Giants last year, that Hard Knocks.
They canceled it?
That's the reporting is that.
I don't like that. I wanted to stay.
Now, I don't know. This is from a Newsday reporter, like a New York.
I just think it should be the Giants every year.
That would have my full support. John Mara was the star of the show. He was the only dude that seemed rational.
He's like, hey, maybe we shouldn't let our team's best player go.
Dude, he was like, clearly the Shane Saquon thing had gotten to a personal petty level.
If he goes to Philly.
The GM's son was the second smartest one.
Say to go get Jaden.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Daboll was trying to make Jaden go through like mental gymnastics. One of the two of them looked much better by the end of the year. Tom Rock from Newsday reports, this isn't a definitive report, but in talking to league and media folks this past week, it sounds like no team wants anything to do with an off-season Hard Knocks this summer, and it may be a one and done. Hard to imagine why.
Can you believe? I mean, it works, but I just think that they had incompetency in front of the camera, point blank.
Greg is in Upper Marlboro. Greg, you going to get T. Higgins?
Hey, JP. Hey, Brian Mitch. Still waiting for you to get in the Hall of Fame. It's a travesty that you stood out in there, man. I watched you my whole life. Greatest returner, special team player of all time, and a great quarterback also. I'm not going to get T. Higgins. Honestly, I'd rather spend that money on an impact player like Myles Garrett just because our defense clearly needs help. I mean, think about this. We were 60 minutes from getting to the Super Bowl without a dynamic number two wide receiver behind Terry McLaurin. I think we could potentially get that position in the draft. Or as my man Joe the Trucker, I'm sorry if I said his name incorrectly, said
Dan, we can Dan get a second the wide receiver.
Dan the Trucker. My bad, JP. We can get somebody second-hand, Nick Westbrook. DeAndre Hopkins, I believe, is a free agent. Not saying we should bring him in, but that's somebody we could think about. Even trying to trade for Garrett Wilson from the New York Jets. I mean, a lot of different things they can do. With Adam Peters at the helm making the decisions, I think we're in a much better position than we have been, considering the days of Vinny Serrato and Ron Rivera. But ultimately, I think we should just continue to build through the draft. We should get key free agents in specific needs, offensive line. You know who I'm really excited about? I'm excited about this guy from Dallas, Zach Martin. That's the guard. I know we have Cosme, but, you know, with, I think, Ali Grady, I felt a little shaky at times, just what he was doing. Maybe we go out and get another right tackle because how much can we really trust Wiley and Cornelius Lucas, at least Cornelius Lucas in the starting position? So I think we should really address those needs because ultimately with number five behind center, I feel like every Sunday we got a chance to win, irrespective of who we have on the field playing with them. So, no, I'm not necessarily a proponent to get T. Higgins. I feel like Terry McLaurin, without a number two, a legit number two, Terry McLaurin had, what, 14 touchdowns?
15 total.
13 touchdowns? 15 total. So, I think ultimately you get some guys around him. You upgrade at the position, definitely, because I don't really think we should bring Noah Brown back. I think the only other wide receiver we have on the contract is McCaffrey. You go out, you improve that position a little bit more, but you really fill the spot that we need, defensive line, offensive line, and safety. And I think we can either do that through free agency, not necessarily top tier, and then the draft. So that's just kind of my thoughts on that. Thank you, JP. Thank you, Brian, for taking my call.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, that's a strong call, man. Thank you for that.
I think the safeties were okay. I think the corners, yeah, the cornerback position has to be improved a little bit.
Yeah, you're going to lose St. Juice. Noah I is a free agent. You do have Lattimore and Sammer still.
But you have to have somebody else with them. So maybe somebody there. But I think, if they go and they drastically improve the O-line and D-line, I would happen to be just happy.
Sure. I agree with you. Now, the Garrett Wilson thing, I find a little more intriguing, at least. There's been talk of Wilson wanting out of the Jets. But who the hell knows? If you get rid of Rodgers and Devontae
probably
Adams.
Wanted
probably
wanted out because of Aaron.
Right. I think so. And so if they're committed to an actual reorganization, rebuild, like there's some talent on that roster. I would certainly put Wilson on that list. Since he's gotten to the NFL, he hasn't missed a game and he's had at least 1,000 yards every season. Think about that. For the last 3 years, Garrett Wilson has had at least 1,000 yards every season. What are the quarterbacks we're talking about? Him getting to that number. And I recognize these are 17 game seasons. Doesn't necessarily mean you're being explosive, but you're at least being consistent. All right. This past season, who was the Jets' leading passer?
The leading passer?
Yeah.
Trick question, right?
No, it was Rodgers.
All right.
Rodgers finished the year with just under 4,000 yards.
Okay.
In the first 2 years, Garrett Wilson was in the NFL with the Jets. He went for 1,000 yards each season. Who was the Jets' leading passer in 22 and 23?
Wasn't the little Wilson kid, the quarterback?
Yes.
Yeah.
Think about this. Zach Wilson threw for 1,688 yards in 2022. Garrett Wilson had 1,000 yards. I don't know specifically of those 1,600, but like for him to have a 1,000-yard season when your leading passer only threw for 1,600 yards.
That says a lot.
Garrett Wilson can ball, man. That Jets situation is a problem. Muy problemo.
Is he still on a rookie contract?
Dude, 2 more years on a rookie contract. Man.
And I'll see somebody like that, that would be a steal.
Yo, that has my full support. All right, phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You want Washington to be aggressive here? You think they got to go get T. Higgins? Odds makers are suggesting they might do it. I don't know that that's correct. Sometimes odds makers are just trying to get things people to bet on. We got a Giants reporter saying the Giants should go get T. Higgins. I don't think Garrett Wilson's getting traded. I think it'd be nuts to trade him. That would be a receiver you'd have my interest. He's young, 2 more years of control. That signed me up, but I think it's fake. Nobody go anywhere. Phone lines rest of the hour. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Need to book the Roost tomorrow. Rooster out here tweeting, Zach Ertz is a must re-sign for the Commanders for several reasons. Who wants to spend big? Who wants to spend big on T. Higgins? It's probably the biggest expense that will happen this offseason. What up, Musa? You buying T. Higgins?
No, I'm not. And hey, JP, hey, Brian.
What up, man?
I would. Hey, but hey, guys. Here's my question, and I need the help here. Is it DK Metcalf a free agent? And you know, if he is, I think it's coming up on it. We should try to go after someone like him, who can be very explosive, can definitely contribute in all the right ways for this offense. I love Higgins, and I know he's
Metcalf
big body.
Metcalf is not a free agent. He's going into the last year of his deal, and there's no guarantee on it, but he is not a free agent. He is under contract.
Okay, thank you for answering that. So it doesn't hurt also if we don't sign him. We go after the big pass rusher, maybe a Myles Garrett. We can always address it in the draft, too. You know, we got some really good draft picks.
Yeah.
It's not something I feel like it's a dire need to go after a guy like this right now. Our offense is just missing one or two pieces. Obviously, a big player wide receiver, but to go after a guy like that, and you don't know if he's going to remain healthy. You know, he's sustained some injuries in the past. What do you guys think? You think we should or no?
Nope.
No, and I'm with you. I don't think we should either.
I think there are other guys I'd be pretty interested in, but I think Higgins, just straight free agency, I'm probably out on it. I think he's a good player, but you've got you're playing opposite.
We need a Jamar pass Chase. Rusher, JP.
Yeah, man.
Sorry.
Thanks for the call, brother.
We really do.
Thanks for the call.
You need that.
Toby Altizer joins us from Green Bay. Toby, you want him to sign T. Higgins?
I would love that, except for the fact that if you were to sign T. Higgins, you run into the same problem the Bengals are running into, where you got to pay two wide receivers. Because Terry McLaurin is in the final year of his deal. You think they're going to get some sort of extension done with him this offseason, so if you're doing that, you're running into the same problem the Bengals are running into, where you're paying two top-flight receivers. Now, you've got the rookie quarterback contract, which the Bengals don't have the luxury of right now. I would love to have T. Higgins here just if we're not talking contract, but that's the big part of this. So I don't think you can make it work, especially when you have needs all throughout the rest of the football team and you can address wide receiver like we've seen many other teams do through the draft, and it doesn't even have to be a first rounder. It seems like there's 10 to 15 guys every year that come in and make an impact, even if it's not going for 1,000 yards as a rookie. You know, having 500, 600 yards as a rookie season, it feels like there's a lot of guys doing that now, not even just first rounders. So I think it's better to go that route versus paying T. Higgins.
I tend to agree with you. I will add, I am not one of those that is, hey, you can't pay two stud wideouts, because Philly just showed you how you do it.
You can pay them and still win.
The Dolphins, when they've been really good, you got Tyreek and Waddle there. Like, you can have two really good wideouts. You can pay them and still win.
When I look back at last year, the offense, we wanted a number two receiver. They won a lot of games, scored a lot of damn points with the people they had. We couldn't stop people from scoring touchdowns. So I think that's most important, to be able to stop people from scoring. And then guess what? You may not need a stud wide receiver.
Well, and I think to your point, B. Mitch, they got away with it where it was a want, not a need. Yeah. And sometimes a player like a T. Higgins can be one of those luxury-type players like a Christian McCaffrey going to San Francisco, where you've got everything else, and you say, okay, now we can go spend and go get this guy, versus – you need a pass rusher. You need some help at corner.
Yeah.
You need some of these other things, versus you don't need that number two receiver when you've got a special guy like Jaden who's able to make it work. So I think in that sense, maybe you go other places. If it works out that you get another receiver, that's fine, but probably not T. Higgins.
In their last game, they gave up 50. Now, I'm not sure that, you know, everything, like, well, things kind of got away from them. But to your point, B,
it was three fumbles.
People.
And they weren't all receivers.
I'm just saying, like, if you had to look at the last game,
yeah,
the offense moved the ball pretty well. They gave up 50.
Yeah.
Let's sign some on that side of the ball. Lou is in Upper Marlboro. What up, Lewis?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I think we need to decide what Allen and Payne are going to do. We need a pass rush. If Philly can rush four linemen and get in there and put pressure on people, why can't we do the same thing? And then the other thing is, I like Wagner, but Wagner's getting old. He can't run from sideline to sideline like a lot of these linebackers, like Dallas linebacker, like Philly's linebacker. We need to upgrade that linebacker position, keep him in the locker room, let him continue to mentor people like he does, but he's getting old. Don't wait until the lights go out before you decide, oh wow, we got to get a linebacker. And the other thing is, I think the offense is fine. Offensive line, defensive line, linebackers. That's the order. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, bro. Thanks, bud. Let's go to my man Herman in Fort Washington. What's up, Herm?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I think they don't need to spend a whole lot of money on these high-priced wide receivers. We went to the NFC Championship game with the receivers that we have. What I think they need to do is, you know, Super Bowl champion is in our division, and their strength is their defensive line. What we need to do is put that offensive line as a priority to make sure we get the best people available. I mean, the meanest son of a gun's out there to play on that offensive line and give Jaden some time. And then whatever we have left over, if we try to get a low-cost wide receiver that's available out there in the draft, maybe. There's a couple of guys available that they could work with.
All right, man.
Thanks, dude. Let's try Mike in Orlando. It's wild. Nobody wants to spend. Mike, what about you? Big spender?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I listen to you guys quite often.
Thanks, bud.
I think we should spend big if it's necessary. We should spend on an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman. I feel like if we're going to spend heavy, those are the areas we should spend heavy on, because we need protection and we need to be able to apply pressure.
All right. I agree with that.
Right about that, man. If you can turn up the pressure, it changes a lot. Thank you for the call, dude. It's a good one. I'm going to go to Duran in Maryland. Duran, what do you want him to do? You want to get aggressive? Go get T. Higgins?
Yeah, man. Let's get aggressive. I'm all for that. But we guys, we're missing our two draft picks, man, from Maryland. We got Caden Prather. We got Ty Felton. Just wanted to throw that out there, man. Those guys right there are what we need, man.
So you want them to only draft Terps?
Yeah, I'm all for it.
That seems hyper-specific plan.
They're homegrown. They're from the DMV area. Bring them home, man. Bring them home.
All right, dude. Do you work for the University of Maryland?
Nah, he's the agent.
Thanks, bud.
That's what you doubt.
I mean, it'd be cool if you draft them, but
if you could do that, you do it, but other people looking at him too.
Yeah.
It may be gone.
I'm okay, however that kind of shakes out. I wanted to get to this because I feel like we might run out of time on it.
Mm-hmm.
You see this Anthony Rendon thing? Now he needs hip surgery?
Yeah, I saw that.
Interested, man. Like, my opinion of Rendon, because of the way he performed
in the
World Series and everything here on that Nats run was so great. He then left. He got $1 billion. Good for him. He was never the most invested into.
Lil Ice Cube never really. He said, he wasn't like most people are about the game. He was just good at it. You know what I mean? Like, some people love this. Some people are in it. Some people are just good at it.
Right. And I think he just was really good at it. I almost wonder
but
if
think
that,
about it, he's in a sport where you could be like that. Because he going to get paid, dog. Still.
I know, man. His numbers have just completely nosedived. I almost said snowdived. I don't really know what that means. All right. I just wanted to mention that in case we didn't. Good luck to Rendon. I don't know what the hell's going on. I think that dude just doesn't want to play anymore. You want me to take one more call here?
Give me hip surgery. There's more than that, Jay.
Zach is in Virginia. Zach, what do you want him to do? Go sign Higgins?
I don't think they signed Higgins, man. I think they spent that money on the offensive line. Because I heard B. Mitch preach all year that, you know, quarterbacks get hurt in the pocket more than they do when they're running the ball, you know. So he's got a relatively small frame. I say we go offensive line.
That's a great call, man. Thank you. You know what's funny about that?
That's a great call. That guy listened to B. Mitch.
Dude, when was the last time we heard somebody talk about how worried they are about Jaden's frame?
Oh, it fell off quickly.
After a year of Jaden.
After he started balling, nobody cared.
And, dude, He took some hits. He got up. Obviously, the rib thing, but that wasn't – that was 30 yards downfield, and he kept playing.
He learned after a few, as I thought he would, how to do things.
But, B, here's the thing. Most quarterbacks, save for Mahomes, who keeps playing through a twisted ankle, I guess, most quarterbacks miss time. Jalen Hurts missed time this year.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow's missed significant time in two of his five NFL seasons, to the point where Joe Burrow has now won two Comeback Player of the Year awards. Is anybody not taking Joe Burrow?
I need Joe to stop getting hurt so he can get that award.
Lamar has missed.
Significant
time. Lamar missed two seasons where he didn't finish the year. I think he missed, I used to know the number. I want to say it was 12 games over two seasons, maybe 10 games over two seasons. Is anybody not taking Lamar?
See, that is a narrative until you play and show people what you're capable of. And next year, somebody going to say it again. And he's got to show people what he's learned. The thing I love about Jaden is he does something, he learns, he corrects it. I'm cool with that.
But, B, I guess my point would even be now, the odds suggest he's going to miss some time at some point. I hope it never happens.
Yeah.
But I don't want to hear everybody then talk about his frame. Quarterbacks
just get hit
players
sometimes.
Miss time.
You just get hit sometimes. And believe me, it ain't always easy.
No.
You know, don't look at people just because they're your size and say, oh, I could do that. No, you can't. It's a different level of pain out there, believe me.
For sure.
You just got to. Listen, athletes get to the point where they're just so damn stupid they don't know how bad they're being hurt.
I believe that for sure. I don't know, man. I think they will be moderately aggressive, but I don't necessarily think that means some headliner.
You don't need to lose your mind in this thing, I really believe.
Wiz played tonight, B.
Who are they playing?
Pacers at home. If I had to guess, you could probably get a pair of tickets for that.
Wiz might win that one.
People out there looking for tickets.
Outright.
Who sings this? Boy George? Culture Club? Is that also Boy George?
It might be. This is Tears for Fears.
Tears for Fears. Shout out. I can't believe I got to book another flight. Here we are. Indiana, here I come. Everybody. I know this song. Shout out to Stallion.
When is it? It's Combine?
Yeah. DQ and AP are going to talk, so got to be there. It's funny, man. Combine will have a lot of juice just because free agency is right around the corner, and who the hell knows what happens between here and there. I wonder if some. So I think we'll know. We'll have a much better idea of Washington's plans. When do you think kind of the first big domino falls?
For what?
Between now and March 12th is the first day of the league year. And I'm talking about like a new deal gets worked out with a star player, or there's a trade, or we find out about a franchise tag around the league. Yeah.
I think in the next 2 weeks, somebody's going to sign a deal, an extension. Or they're going to, because they can talk to their own free agents right now.
Yep.
So somebody's going to sign something. I give it about 2 weeks.
I think you're pretty close to right on that. Landfill.
I normally am, Jay.
Landfill had a thing on here that we didn't get to earlier. This will shock you, B. Guess who got rich on the Super Bowl?
Who is that?
The casinos.
Hey, building another building.
Dude, imagine. All right, so Landfill says it was a record haul. This is just Nevada sports books, right? They netted $22 million on the Super Bowl, the most ever. It topped the...
They netted how much?
22 mil.
Okay.
Now, that topped the last time a defense kind of kicked the ass of an offense when the Seahawks beat Denver. Yeah.
And that was how many years ago?
Eh,
you got a lot more gambling 11-ish? Spots right now.
I think it was 13.
So that's supposed to be.
But this is just Nevada. So think about how all the apps and everything.
More people going out there now. You see, they got those bigger hotels now. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. They paid for the other hotel with the new money.
I mean, this is wild.
Oh,
man.
Boy.
Now, I bet one of the things that actually hurt the books, Imagine if Dotson scored that first touchdown instead of being ruled down at the quarter inch line and then Hurts got it.
Because you know some people threw it out there. Dotson
scored. Yeah, but not nearly the volume as people did on Hurts.
I understand.
Now, it was a higher odds. Let's make some bets of our own, shall we?
Right here, folks.
Brian, what do you got? I got smoked because Michigan State is completely unpredictable.
Yeah, both the Bryans took home wins and everyone else
lost. I got a parlay, so I got two wins last night, son.
Yeah, I'll give you two.
What
I'm supposed to get two on parlay. You don't know the rules? Got Brian. Brian don't know when people win and what the hell the rules are, and we got him keeping tabs.
He's our best guy.
That's why Jeff won.
Although, in fairness, he doesn't know how a spread works, so he's got that on Jeff.
Yeah, I think he understands the basics of gambling. He also understands how to get to work.
And that was...
So what are we at for the week, Brian?
Everyone is... Well, actually, okay, so Jeff and Landfill are 0-2, JP, you're 1-1, B. Mitch is 2-1, and I am 1-1.
All right, Jeff gets an L for tonight.
All right.
Anybody like
Jeff get an L tonight because he ain't here.
Correct.
He's in a ditch. Gotta get him out.
I'm taking the Lakers.
Landfill's taking the Lakers.
All right, let me see y'all. I'm really putting some thought into this one.
Me too, man. I'm going deep. Is Ole Miss good?
I'm going to take the Wiz plus 10.5.
You like the Wiz tonight, B.
Hey, man.
Now, did you finally get Monumental on your TV? Is that why you're excited? You're going to watch it?
No. I'm just putting it out there. They're playing the Pacers. The Pacers have sucked.
All right. I like it. You have my support.
Where else am I going?
GW hosted VCU tonight.
Let me go to State. -6.5.
You want to meet me in Foggy Bottom? Go watch that game?
Nah, that's all right.
Well, I have... all ears tonight anyway. I couldn't go.
You have all ears 24/7.
That should be a promo for that damn show. Can you take it, Brian?
Make sure you get that, Landfill.
Rutgers -5.5 at home.
I looked at that, but backed off it. Damn! Duke is hosting Cal tonight.
What's the line?
23.5.
Damn. Is Cal that bad? Well, you know, they just got a new GM. Spent all the money somewhere else.
That's football. I would look for a Caps game, but there is no Caps game. F it. I'm going to lay 3 touchdowns with Duke.
Jeff, I think I'm going to go to the PGA Superstore and get me a new driver.
Brian, I know you fairly well. You definitely need another driver. How many you got currently? 6?
3. No. I traded the others in.
Thank you to everybody that listened to the show today. Thank you to Neil Greenberg for joining us. Thank you to Daryl Ryder for joining us. Thank you to Jennifer Lee Chan, JLC, for joining us from San Francisco. Thanks to everybody that called in. Fun show today. If you're out there driving around, I think it's pretty safe, but, you know, be smart.
Be careful anyway. Slow down a little bit.
Slow down a little bit. Especially, it's supposed to get nasty tonight.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Take care of yourselves out there, man. Seriously.
Grant and Danny coming your way next. Let's go Wiz tonight. Get a win. Me and B got $20 on the money line, baby. Let's get rich. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.